Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, talking about Saints minicamp wrapping up. Didn't have a practice today, but Coach Kellen Moore did speak to the media via a Zoom call. Here's a little bit of what Coach had to say as the Saints wrapped up their practice and now prepare for training camp at the end of July.
Had two really good days on Tuesday and Wednesday of practice. Thought our guys really just attacked it. They were longer practices. Thought these guys knocked it out of the park, and so today, Hunter Deckers made a three-pointer in the team meeting, and so we chose to go to 504 Golf and spend some time as a team. So it's been awesome.
Kellen, can you just tell us everything you felt like you were able to accomplish during this offseason, and also how important it was to intersperse some of these outings with it to kind of get the guys those team bonding experiences away from the field?
Yeah, I think it's really important to build on a solid foundation. And so that foundation is really built around people first and foremost. And so we certainly spent a lot of this time trying to find different avenues and opportunities for all of us to connect and spend time, whether it be an outing of paintball or golf or a community service event, all the other things that they do in between that. We spent a lot of time investing in that. And I think that's really, really important as you build a team. You got to connect everyone. And so we started there. Built a really good foundation in the weight room. I thought Ted and that group did a phenomenal job of just building on a really good foundation of just creating really good habits in there. They worked their tails off, and we feel like we saw a lot of growth in the weight room from a lot of our guys, whether it be from a weight training or a speed proponent. There's a lot of different growth there, and so that was really good. And then once we got to the football aspect in phase two, it's really about building a foundation from a schematic standpoint and really focusing on the fundamentals, the details, and building the sound foundation for us from a scheme perspective. And so I feel like we're there, and the main objective moving forward is to just continue to keep growing and keep building through training camp.
How was Hunter the choice for the three?
Jawan was the offensive captain, and he chose Hunter. And so after we had a little offense versus defense three-point challenge, the offense won, and we doubled the ante and gave Hunter a shot. If he made it, practice was over. So he made it. He had confidence. He let it go. And he's got a little high school basketball in his background, so no one was surprised.
And, Kettle, what can you say you've learned about your team so far?
I think it's a really connected team. They work really, really hard. And I think that's one of the big aspects of this is we're creating habits during the offseason. Schematically, some of the what you can do during the OTAs has some limitations, and that's okay. We're building on a really good foundation. And I think our habits are where we want them.
Kellen, as you balance the team building and the bonding off the field versus what's going on the field, like, would today have been a day off no matter what, or is it just because you felt so good about how things have gone to this point that you felt like you could do this, or is that all equal pieces of the puzzle?
We felt as our offseason program progressed that we were really doing, I thought our players were just doing an outstanding job of what they're doing, their workload, their ability to compete. And so as it went, certainly we felt like this, as long as it stayed in the same trend line, this is going to be a great opportunity for us just to finish off camp this way.
How would you evaluate the quarterback competition so far now that you've had the OTAs and minicamp to evaluate it?
Yeah, I like where those guys are heading. A lot of the quarterback process during the OTA phase, I think, is really focused on their command and their control, their ability to, you know, call the play, take control at the line of scrimmage. I thought all those guys get a check there. They did a really good job. You see them make the throws that you need to make. They certainly made those plays. And yeah, I think their preparation has been really good. And so obviously the execution, just the consistency, is going to be the big aspect as we continue to grow this thing. But I think you really feel really good about where all these guys are at.
Is there anything you want your players to take through this stretch, you know, being prepared, keeping in shape, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we talked a lot about that in our team meeting today, just as far as, you know, you just got to keep building. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, there's certainly growth opportunities throughout this entire summer. You want to recharge. You want to get to have the opportunity to spend some family time and all the good things that come with a little bit of a summer break. But from a physical standpoint, these guys got to keep building, keep getting better. They got to spend some time from a football perspective preparing themselves so that when we hit training camp, we're just continuing to build. We're not going back to step one and rebuilding this thing from the beginning of OTAs. We are continuing to build, and that's when you get to take big leaps and bounds when you continue to grow each and every day.
Tyler Shuck the other day was saying how part of the reason he's comfortable in a competition like this is because, you know, he's been through it in college a lot. I was wondering if you could kind of tell that, like, what have you noticed from his poise and how he's approaching this thing?
Yeah, I would say for all of our quarterbacks, they've all been through adversity in some way. And so that's one of the attractive pieces to all of these guys is that they've faced some adversity, they've faced some competition. They've had to deal with the ups and downs of those circumstances through their college careers. And so all four of them have been in those situations. And I think that's a real positive that they know how to handle these situations. And hey, everyone wants to play. Everyone wants to play. Everyone wants to be out there on Sundays as a starting quarterback in the NFL. That's every quarterback's goal and dream. And that should be it. Ultimately, you know, one's going to play. These guys understand that aspect of it. But I love the interaction that these guys are all in it together. They're helping each other. They're coaching each other. They're talking through it. Those things just add up to a really special group.
That was Saints head coach Kellen Moore speaking to the media today after the team decided to take a little bit of a, you know, team bonding trip to 504 Golf, had an outing there instead of going through practice. And you heard at the end there, Coach Moore talking about just because now they got a little break before training camp doesn't mean that guy's going to, like as you would say, Cajun Cannon, sit on the couch, eat potato chips, watching TV.
Yeah, no, it's not in your best interest. You got to be a pro. I don't know what your routine, you go about your business. It's downtime, but it's not really downtime. You have to have a routine. How do you stay in shape? How do you, your conditioning? What do you do? Because you don't want to lose it. Become late July, comes late, you better got to be ready to roll from day one. It's not like, you know, we used to be old school because players used to have off-season jobs and all that, but now the money's so ridiculous. But you know what? By how originally two-a-days got invented? Players would go to training camp to get in shape. You know, they were doing something else. Oh, and then, oh, now I got to play football now, so we're going to go to a training camp to get in shape to play the season. Now you better come from day one, in shape.
365,
and,
baby.
You know, they give you that test to see if you're in shape, that running and conditioning test. If you fail that, then you constantly got to run. So, it's a whole lot different where they expect you to continue the process as far as conditioning and getting ready for camp. So even though you're going away, where you might be going away, you might leave New Orleans to go wherever you grew up, whatever, but you're still working out to stay in shape for training camp.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.